The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
And you're listening to The Clare Byrne Show with me, Ciara Doherty. Now, there are no addiction nurses employed by the Irish Prison Service, despite an estimated 4,000 prisoners suffering with addiction issues. Well, the Irish Penal Reform Trust's Executive Director, Saoirse Brady, joins me now to discuss this. You're welcome to the studio. Can you give me a sense, I suppose, of how serious, how extensive that drug problem is within our prison?
So I suppose there's a couple of things. One, we have an overcrowding situation in prison at the moment. So we're heading towards 6,000 people in prison. And the Irish Prison Service itself estimate that 70%, so 7 out of 10 people, have an addiction issue. The other part of it is that 3 out of 4 people are going to prison for a year or less. So they're not actually getting to the top of the waiting list to get assessed for what treatment they might need before they're out again. And then there's that discontinuity between prison and community. So if you don't get the help that you need in prison, you're back out in the community, you don't get the help that you need there. So the likelihood is that you end up back in prison. And it's that revolving door that we're just not getting to the bottom of. And part of this is around what supports are available in prison.
And when we talk about addiction, we are talking about addiction to alcohol, to prescription drugs, to illegal drugs.
To everything. But I suppose what we do know is that people from marginalised communities are overrepresented in prison. And very often the drugs that they are taking are things like crack cocaine, they're opioids, and those are very serious. We also know that there's a lot of synthetic opioids which have really powerful consequences for people. They really interact and interfere with people's health, to the point where we've seen a number of overdoses in prison itself. So we really need to be treating that. We really need to think about who is providing that physical support. So we know that there are supports in prison, certainly in terms of therapy. But when we think about ring-fenced addiction nurses for people coming in with physical issues who need to detox, who need to be assessed, who need to know what they need and opioid replacement, for example, like methadone, then we need to actually, you know, put money and investment into that, both investment into the staff and investment into the individuals coming into the care and custody of the prison service.
What impact does that level of addiction and overcrowding have on the prisons themselves in terms of the safety within the prisons, the atmosphere within the prisons, the relationships between the prisoners and indeed the prisoners and the prison guards?
So it's a very volatile situation because you have people who are in addiction, and at the moment, because of the overcrowding situation, there's very little floor space even left in prison cells. So you're talking about 2-3 people sharing a cell. Maybe one or two of those may have an addiction issue. They're in crisis. And it's what's led them to offend in the first place very often. And they're not getting the help and support that they need. So their tensions are high. And coming into the summer as well, I've been in some of those cells, they get really hot. So you can imagine, you know, you've 2-3 people to a cell with a toilet in the corner that they all have to use in lockdown in the evening. And if somebody is detoxing without proper support, then, you know, it's going to make for a very tense and unpleasant situation.
So what actually happens now then if a prisoner is remanded? They're in Mountjoy, for example. They come in, it is very obvious, or they are told that this person has an addiction to an opioid. What's the process for them?
Well, you have to go in and you have to get assessed, you know, so you'll have a medical assessment in the first place. But I suppose...
By a doctor, is it, within the prison service?
So a nurse or a doctor, yeah, on admission to prison. But then I suppose part of the thing is then where do you refer them on to? And very often people don't pick up, like there's so many people coming into our prisons, like they mightn't pick up, you know, an underlying addiction if it's not very obvious, if the person isn't intoxicated at the time. So, you know, you have to build up trust with people as well in order for them to admit that they have an addiction, for them to want to maybe deal with that addiction. And you need to give them the physical supports to do that. So I suppose
that's a process.
Yeah. Yes, it is. But Merchants Quay Ireland provide really good therapeutic supports in prison. Right across the prison estate, we know that. There's like 19 therapists at the moment, but they have a very big caseload and a very long waiting list. So, you know, and that's dealing with, like, that's talk therapy. We're talking about some of the physical issues that people present with, you know, if they're in DTs, if they're detoxing, if they, you know, that can have a huge impact on their mental health as well. So we really feel that, you know, this government is focused so much on the infrastructure and pouring money into that. But what we really need to see is investment in staff, investment in people, and looking at better community supports. As I said, there are people going in for very short sentences, maybe a matter of weeks or months. They're not going to help get the help that they need in there before they're out in the community again. This is serving no one, this revolving door, and not actually having the supports that are in place. Ideally, we think that it should happen in the community and not prison at all, and that the prison service shouldn't be placed in this situation.
The prison service, we asked them for a statement on this, and they say, look, they do not currently employ dedicated full-time addiction nurses, but there is a prison primary care team that does include GPs, nurses, addiction counsellors, psychologists, and they ensure that the key functions highlighted above are managed effectively for those in need.
I think, though, the thing is the pressure they are under, with almost 6,000 people in prison in a system designed for 4,700. They are overstretched and overworked and they need further support. What we need to see are people taken out of the prisons that don't need to be there in the first place and serving a sentence in the community with wraparound supports that deal with the underlying addiction issues that they need. That's what we need to see, rather than pouring, you know, more money into prisons, into infrastructure to house people for a very short period of time where they don't get the health supports that they need before they're out again. I've no doubt that the primary care team in the Irish Prison Service are doing their utmost to support those people. But ultimately, we wouldn't see people coming in and out of prison if we were actually dealing with their issues.
I'm just getting some texts coming in here in relation to addiction in prisons. Surely the doctor there has the necessary skills to treat prisoners as he or she does in general practice.
They do, but they have a very big workload. You know, like they have a huge caseload. You know, we haven't, like, there was an independent report done, the Crowe report, and it actually recommended to the Irish Prison Service that they bring in addiction nurses specifically for this issue to alleviate.
And that was only in 2024,
yeah,
that report.
Yeah, and it hasn't been implemented yet. There was a high-level task force on mental health and addiction. It's made some really strong recommendations. But we need to see implementation of these recommendations to actually support the prison service, to focus on what they need to focus on, and to provide them with the addiction supports that, you know, will actually make a difference for the people on the ground.
I mean, there were addiction nurses present in prisons, and it doesn't appear to be a real clear policy change. It seems to be that some of these nurses moved on, moved elsewhere, were redeployed, and then the positions just weren't filled.
Yeah, they haven't been replaced. That's our understanding of it. And, you know, there is a reliance on, you know, some of the therapeutic supports, which I mentioned. And, you know, those are great where they exist and where they can actually cope with the numbers that are coming to them. But for example, Merchants Quay Ireland were in the Oireachtas Committee on Justice earlier this year, and they talked about their addiction counsellors having a caseload of 30. You know, 30 people with a lot of trauma, with addiction issues, with, you know, a lot of things to unpick. That's a lot of people to have to deal with. So we need more support for addiction counsellors. We need addiction nurses to actually deal with some of those issues that we are seeing in terms of the physicality of people coming into prison. And again, I'll reiterate, we need fewer people in prison.
Well, it's interesting. We have another text coming in here. We need Osmam House, Mount Joyne Square. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Mm. We need these type of classes in the city centre to help with addiction prevention. The courses include piano, guitar, tai chi, sewing, etc. All at low cost. People need to learn ways to relax and to mix. They use the rooms in the GPO for the classes. It's not just about drug therapy.
And prevention is key. And like when we think about that caller's made a really interesting point, because when we think of the cost of prison, it now costs €103,000 to keep one person in prison for a year. Imagine the addiction places that you could get in a residential facility, you know, that would really actually tackle somebody's underlying issues. And we've done public polling on this. We did that before the last election. And almost 2/3 of people agreed that if somebody had committed an offence before, you know, it was minor, it was non-violent, and they were going to get a sentence of less than 12 months, that they were much better served going to a health facility and getting the help that they need rather than going to prison. That serves everyone because they're less likely to reoffend in the future. We are creating safer societies by investing in people and preventative mechanisms. And we've done research on this that we published earlier this year as well, called From Punishment to Prevention. And in that, we talked about a reinvestment model, a justice reinvestment model. So instead of pouring money into prisons and facilities like that, we reinvest in supports that work, in community supports that work. And this has worked really well and has saved an absolute fortune in the States where it has been done well and has worked.
And in fairness to the Minister for Justice, I think he is bringing a new legislation that would allow, instead of somebody getting a custodial sentence, there would be community service. Yeah. But even that, for you saying, is not enough. That doesn't deal with the addiction, which often leads to this revolving door, this repeat offending.
Well, we really welcome that legislation and we really want to see it put in place. It hasn't come into force yet. And I think what the key is there, that yes, somebody is serving a sentence in the community, they're not going to prison, but that those wraparound supports are in place. And we know that they're going to put in place a bail support scheme for women in particular. At the moment, there are targeted programs for rehabilitation in terms of addiction for men in prison. It deals with about 45 men a year, but nothing for women. We really need to get to the bottom of that.
Very briefly, there's a couple of texts coming in here. Surely when in prison, you do detox. There is no booze or drugs. Another text, there should not be any drugs in prisons. They should focus on stopping the drugs getting into prisons. It's ridiculous that they can't stop this.
There shouldn't be drugs in prison, but there are. The reality is there are and people are getting them. And we've seen that when we've seen some overdoses, some very serious overdoses in the last couple of years. The Irish Prison Service are trying to stop drugs coming into prison. You know, they have upgraded some of the nets that they have over prison yards, etc. But drugs are still getting in. People still need the support that they need. And yes, maybe they're not getting access to it, but that is not the healthiest way for somebody to come off drugs. And it means that when they come out again, if they haven't had the support and made that decision themselves and had the therapy, the addiction counselling, etc., they may return to drugs if they have no other supports.
All right, Saoirse Brady, Executive Director of the Irish Penal Reform Trust. Thank you so much for coming in to us. Let me know your thoughts on this. 087 1400 106, as I say, is the WhatsApp number.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.